like we have up to now. If we're looking at this, two papers. If we're gonna look at Yesurim as a shlichas, as a miuchad mission that Hashem's given me, so we discussed some of the benefits that would bring about. First of all, I don't complain about this job that I've been given. If this is the job I've been given, it's the job I've been given. Number two is I'm not jealous of anybody else, because I realize that this unique mission I've given is there, this unique test, the surim that I've been given, is there to enable me to fulfill my unique mission in the world, which is not your mission in the world. Another aspect we saw yesterday is that if I'm working as a shliach of Hashem, then the problems I have aren't me. Thank you very much. The child that's problematical is not my child. I'm looking after the neighbor's child while he's away. I'm looking after Hashem's child. And if this child has this problem and that child, that's also a shlichus miyuchad from Hashem, that this child came with his instruction manual, and that's what I have to do. I have to look after him according to the instruction manual, but not to take it personally. Let's try and... This is a hard sugya. This is not for the light-hearted, but Baruch Hashem, everybody has a heavyweight. So we've been working and learning and building our emunah and betochen, and Baruch's not here, so this should be Ashkocha. Sorry, Baruch. Okay.
It's good. He brings it out.
This is not a simple sugya, and like we said right in the beginning, these are Myra Makoimas. You have to take this and you have to be oimek in it and learn it and come back to it. A little poshut. Menekudas Ashkofa Zu, from this Nekudas of Ashkofa, Anu Magdimim Le Nekuda Amuka Yoisa. I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Lifnei Mispashanim, Mizdanli Livgosh Bezug Horim, Ashe Yuchlu Es Bonom Haput. The couple came to meet with him who had lost a child, Rachmana Litzlan. Hutova Bebricha HaPratit Shebebatam. They had a swimming pool in their house. And the child drowned in the swimming pool, Rachmana Litzlan.
Drowned
in the swimming pool. Shah HaBricha Ya Patuach, the gate to the swimming pool was left open. Hayeled Nichnas L'Sham B'lo Mashin V'Tova. The child crawled in there, whatever. It was a baby. Child crawled in there, Rachmana Litzlan drowned. Horov Hayu Achulim B'Rikshe Ashoma B'Pusha Ki B'Rish L'Shosom Hayim Holgu Ezbona Matzikelem V'Ifun Amok Yotem. You can imagine the feeling of the parents. They left the gate open. Negligence. They blamed themselves. They murdered their child. I don't have to tell you the Rahman and Salam, the enormous, terrible feelings of guilt and pain that the parents were feeling. Okay. That's a terrible story, but it gets much worse. Listen to this. Choshuv ledat. Oh, Baruch's here. Okay, it's going to get heavy. Maybe we'll come back to this later. Morning, Baruch. Okay, what you missed, Baruch, was a summary of what we've done up to now. And the couple came to visit Rav Taube. And what had happened was they'd left the gate to their swimming pool open. And the little child had crawled in and drowned themselves, Rachmana Litzlan. And they had terrible feelings of guilt. And of remorse of having killed their child, etc., etc. Choshuv ledat. It's very important to know. She tchushazu, the feeling that they were having, eino eladas balabatim. That is not das Torah. You see what he means. Hashkofas haTorah biyachas lemikrazeh. What is the das Torah to this situation? What happened here? They left the gate open, the child went in, the child drowned, they had a swimming pool in the house, whatever, in the yard, whatever. What is the Torah's hashkofa on this mikra? So, if you want to know what the Torah's hashkofa on anything is, you have to look where? In the Torah.
The trick question.
Yeah. The Torah's Ashkofa to this question is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tana Debei Rebbe Yishmoel, Ki Yipol Hanoifel Mimenu. Reize li yipul misheshes yemei breishes. Somebody fell off a ladder. Something about a ladder there, yeah? Climbed up the ladder and he fell off the ladder and he fell off the guy below him. Killed him, whatever. Reize li yipul misheshes yemei breishes. This event was going to happen already, was prescribed and written into the script already. Misheshes yemei breishes. Sharein nofel. Akosif Koru Neifel, Ereshamagalgin Schut al Yedei Zakai, Vechoiv al Yedei Chayev. This person has to fall off a roof. So Hashem will find a roof where somebody never built a mic and he'll throw him off that roof. But it's not because there wasn't a mic there that he fell off the roof. He was going to fall off the roof even if he had a 50 foot mic. It's just Hashem is Magalgin Schut al Yedei Zakai, Vechoiv al Yedei Chayev. Let's see what this means. That's the Gemara there. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Look at it. It's inside. Let's see what's going on here. I warned the guys before that this is a hard sugya. This is not a poshut sugya. You can use easier cases that are not, say, emotionally entangled. Because the emotions get in the way. A drowned child, whatever, that's big. Apply to any aspect of our lives. Let's have a look. Loivdim anu mikan kashia toirim achayeva sotani libnos maika. When the Torah teaches us that you have to build a mica, you've got to build a railing around your roof or whatever. Michashash shemi yipol adam minagag. Why? Because maybe someone will fall off the roof. Ayna kavona shim chas v'chalila nisrol shlonu b'kiyum mitzvah mica. That doesn't mean, this is where the Das Torah comes in. It doesn't mean that if you were negligent and you didn't build a mica, anu haim eli shahogis adam azeh. That you were the one that killed the person who fell off the roof. That's not what happened yet.
So I can drink and drive. I didn't kill that guy.
1 second. First, we have to build all the principles, get everything in place, then we start asking kashas. I told you, there's a hard sugya this. This is a famous sugya. The Rambam's got pages and pages in the Shmoneh Prokim of Tetzra, all safe on this. This is 1 second. Let's start at the beginning and let's build the sugya up from the bottom, okay? And we're just giving Maharam a koimus here. We have to go learn the sugya properly. Ultimately, you're going to be left with a paradox here, Baruch. You're never going to get away from it. Let's slowly. Until we've defined our terms and we've got our principles in place, it's very hard to ask us. Lo kach haim pnei advarim. Hamisa nigzeru alav misheshes and mebreshes. Kufi shepirush Rashi sham. As Rashi explains over there, that this person was going to fall off a roof because that's what was written. That's what's written in the Torah, that he was going to fall off the roof. You have to build a mica. You're not building a mica, and this guy falling off the roof are parallel lines. They have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. We'll see where those parallel lines touch. We also know that this neshama had to leave the world at a certain place, at a certain time. Ubadafka led a misa ploinis and dafka about this particular death. Shall the filis miroi shagag? But nice of lakach, kere doris miroi yodei, she yudi ploinis rachel bebnias maika. Hashem also knows beforehand that Yankel wasn't going to build a maika. That's what made this Jew the Chayev. His hanhaga, his behavior in relation to what Shemayim wants from him is not correct. Kosh Boch wants you to build a Micah. You don't build a Micah. That makes you Chayev. Not Chayev for killing the person, but it puts you into a category now called Chayev. You're now very fitting to be the receptor, the recipient of the Gilgul Choyev. He's now going to fall on the Chayev, and he's the Chayev. Huh? Hashem rolls, this person is going to fall off the roof onto this person who didn't build a Micah's roof. He's Magalgal, he rolls it. Hashem has a look and he sees there's a chayev in the world. There's a person who has a din chayev because he didn't build a Micah. Hashem says, you know what? I have somebody here who needs to fall off a roof. So which roof is he going to throw him off? He's not going to throw him off a roof of someone who built a Micah. He's going to find a chayev. He's going to find someone who didn't build a Micah. And he's going to bring that person to that roof. And he's going to fall off that roof. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling you. Reizen lipul mishreshis yamei breshis. It was fitting, it was right that this person was going to fall off the roof, Mishesh and Mavrashis. And therefore, it has nothing to do with you building a mic or not building a mic. He was going to fall off there anyway. Same when it comes to good things. Hashem brings this merit to your door because you're meritorious. Or he brings this chiyuv to your door because you're chayev. Those are the parallel lines touching. That's what Magalgin Schusel and Azakev Achoyvah that Achayv does. It takes parallel lines and makes them touch, which everybody knows is impossible, but that's what it's doing, no? Why did this guy fall off the roof? Because he had to fall off the roof. What's that got to do with me? Nothing. Those are the two parallel lines. Hashem takes those lines and makes them touch. He brings him to your roof, Dafka, because you were Chayv. The first part of your question, you're 100% correct, exactly the same. The gun is the Micah, and the guy that got shot is the guy that fell off the roof. Second question about me walking up and shooting somebody, we haven't got there yet. I don't know. That was Baruch, I haven't got principles for that. We have to deal with it. I don't think it's different, but I don't want to go there yet. Only clarification on what we've done up to now.
Does he have to go to, the guy who shoots into empty space and happens to hit someone?
While we're using shooting, let's use the falling off the roof, because that's what the Gemara is using.
Okay, does he get in trouble?
Because for not building a Micah.
So I'm saying he gets a punishment in
Bethlehem. No, that's exactly the Nakuda. Oh, let's see, that's exactly the Nakuda. He was Mavatla Mitzvah Sase Deraisa, he didn't build a Micah.
So I was Mavato, not put on tefillin. If I didn't put on tefillin this morning, I was Mavato.
A mitzvah put on put on tefillin. Exactly the same.
Somebody tripped over
your tefillin bag and bumped his head because your tefillin weren't on your head, they were on the table. Had nothing to do with you.
Yes.
I can also come up with weird examples, but why do that? We have a perfectly good example in the Gemara. Slowly. Leaving the gate open, excellent, was the equivalent of not building a Micah. And the child drowning was the kid falling off the roof.
So it didn't make a difference if there was a Micah or not, if he was going to fall off the roof.
And therefore leaving the gate open or not had nothing to do with the child drowning. Nachinami.
So whether the gate was open or not, it's not whether there was a Micah.
No, but it's the same as the Micah. The gate is the Micah.
Open or closed.
Well, you left it open, you didn't build a Micah.
The
person was going to fall off the roof.
The kid was going to climb or find a way.
God was given that you build a Micah, and Hashem decided that your roof was the right one. He went off with a Micah.
Leaving the gate open has nothing to do with the drowning. Does that mean that the person is the best and not going to be
fired? Let's learn the sugya properly and answer the questions. Clarification what we've done up to now.
There are different levels of.
There's a lot of different levels. Let's see. One second. Let's just learn the Gemara.
I'm asking, no, because if it's a mica around a roof that no one ever goes up on, that's one thing. If it's a mica that wasn't.
No. There's a mitzvah. Excuse me. If there's a mitzvah to build a mica, there's a mitzvah to build a mica. If it's a kind of roof where you don't need a mica, you don't need a mica. Then we're not talking about that roof. We're talking about a roof where you have to build a mica. Let's learn the Gemara properly. So why is this Jew chayev? Because he didn't build a Micah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu rolls up to his front door, et ha'ason hazeh. He brings this tragedy to this particular person. Vazai kol od she'enu shev v'tshuva. There's another piece. As long as he doesn't do tshuva, for what? For not building a mica. Nechshav hadover ki'ilu hu agreirem es misoser. As long as he doesn't do tshuva, not for killing the person, but for not building a mica, it's considered in Shemayim as if he caused the death.
Then it's different to the swimming pool.
Ach! We're not thinking of the swimming pool now, we're learning the Gemara. We'll come back to the swimming pool. There's a shaila for tshuvas. You're going to ask the shaila, so now you're answering it from a case in the Gemara. We'll apply it to the drowning case afterwards. Ach, luma zeis. Kashu shov b'tshuva shleima b'emes u'metakenes ha-she'ivos. If he'll do proper tshuva and he'll fix up what he didn't do, which means he'll go build a mica, nechshav adover shelo huze shehoreges anoifel. Post tshuva, it's no longer considered like he killed the person. Ela shirui chaya she'odim ze yomus m'sheshes im ebreshes. We go back to our original understanding that this person was supposed to die m'sheshes ebreshes, and there was nothing you could do to prevent it. Not building a mic and not building a mic, it made no difference. Once you've done tshuva, obviously there's a very problematical piece. Nasbiris advarim b'yesabir. By the way, in order to really get this clear, you've got to stick with me all the way till the end of the sefer now. It's only about 10 pages, it shouldn't take us more than about 3 months. So don't go anywhere. If you've got any business trips planned or whatever, cancel it. Nasbir is a dvorim beyesabir. Let's clarify this a little bit better. Lekol neshama yesh tafkid meyuchad shevoru hu nishloch loilam hazeh. We know that every neshama comes into this world with a specific mission. He's got to go through a certain life events. Behetem letafkid ze nitne lo misper shanot chaim k'tzuvois loilam hazeh. Everybody has a certain job they do, and the job takes a certain amount of time, and those are the years allocated to that person. Some people get 6 months, some people get 100 years, some people get 50 years. We don't know how long anybody's got. Nobody knows. Rav Taube used to say there's two types of people in the world. People that are going to die and people that aren't going to die. The people that live in the world, they know they're going to die. The people that live in the world, they know they're not going to die. And they live their lives accordingly. You have to see which group you're in. No, there's a club called the Dyers. I'm not a member of that club. So I'm fine. There's only certain types of people that die, and I'm not one of those. The people that live in this world thinking they're never going to die. It's one thing we're all 100% sure about. It's one thing we're all... No, taxes you can even get. No, taxes are not. This is... Not everybody knows you're going to die. Everybody knows that. And then some people think they're not going to die. They live their lives like they're not going to die. Okay. So we don't know how long we have to live, when we're going to live, what. But each sin comes in talk with so much time. I'm not 100% sure that I agree with this, because there is a way to make extra years. But it Pashto says nobody can make it longer. Rak koira doiris mirosh yedei b'diuk ma'i tefkida shel neshama zu. Only Hashem knows what the tafkid of this neshama is. B'duah nishloch alayla mamah alayla taken. Why was he here? What he has to masakan. U'b'hetem lakach hakol tzipu mirosh. Be'eze yoma be'eze shah hi mistalek miloilam. It's all worked out. It's another sugya how that can change. I don't want to go into that now. The Pashto says it can't change. Before the person comes into the world, it's already worked out exactly what time the bell's going to ring. Where? How? Imti yizum misa tivit, v'chasecha lemisa meshuna, mi ba'esh, mi ba'mayim, olav osan atokef, ayim tamuz b'chenek, b'tviya, b'sreif rachmanu l'slan, what'll be the means of death? Rabbi Taube was zeichet to misa nashika. He went to sit on his chair and have a rest, and he just didn't wake up. No one knows what the cause of death was. It could have been worse, it could have been this one. You don't know. Azorus Atoya Lasias Maika Mashmui Sahi Kadesh Yudi Loye Chayev, Kadesh Loye Galgulis Achoeva Azu Adyaday Adyadu Beim Tsose. The Torah told him to build a Maika, you know why? So that he won't be a Chayev. And that this person who it was decided that he's going to have to die on this and this day, and this and this place, and this and this time, by falling off a mica, won't land up on your roof. That's why you have to build a mica. You have to build a mica because the Torah tells you to build a mica. What's the impact of building a mica? You're not a chayiv, and therefore, Hashem can't megalgal the chayiv al yedei chayiv, because you're not a chayiv. Dvarim elu dibati im zuga hoirim shebonam tova bebricha. You've got to have a lot of courage to sit in front of a couple whose child just drowned and explain this one to them. But he was like that. What can I tell you? He did stuff like that. You heard the story about the mumsy. You mentioned the story about the mumsy. Reuven mentioned. You heard for they spayed him? You mentioned the story about, I happen to know I was involved a little bit in that case, whatever. Anyway, whatever. It wasn't a posh story. But to turn around to mums and tell him, I'm a kind of you, I want your chalek, I want this. He thinks of saying stuff like that. I happened to be by Spading last night in Tifrach for a very Adam Godel, your brother spoke very nicely as well last night. You know, yes, but, for Yidra, Bitzak Shlomo Kalabach was a never had children. He was Reb Chaim's chavrusa for years and years and years. In the days when Reb Chaim used to go around doing brises, when he used to come to Tifrach for a bris, he even ate in his house. To explain to you who this guy was. He was a very choshev Yid, whatever. He never had children, and he put a lot of koiches to the kids in Tifrach. He built Avos Abonim, and he would go into the Chayden Mifchanim. People that don't have children, Achmal Atzlan, go one or two ways. Either become just bitter and they can't see children, or they just get totally immersed in other people's children. He saved a lot of kids. Anyway, he was involved in a lot of stuff and he helped people a lot. He was a big Bal Yisurim. He had kidney troubles. He was dialysis for years. Anyway, he was Nifter recently. So he told the story. The woman came to one of the family members said a hesped. So there was a woman who came in the shiva and she said, your brother, your whatever, Mama, she saved my life. She said, I was married for 9 years. I never have children. And I was broken. I used to go to Kibre Tzadikim and I went there and I went there and I was depressed. My life was shattered. My marriage was falling apart. My life was finished. And I was at a certain kevin. I was crying and crying and crying. And there was a yid there that came up to me and said, what's the matter? What can I help you? Whatever. So she told him, the children, my house is falling apart, whatever. He said, there's a Jew in Tifrach. There's a tzaddik in Tifrach. You should maybe go speak to him. I'll take you there. I have a feeling there with the kevin of the Baba Sali in Nativot. They drove to Tifrach. Brought him, knocked on the door. The Rav doesn't meet with woman. Told him the story. Beseder, come inside. Told the Rebbetzin and whatever. She told him the whole story. Achaim lo tov. It's not good. What's my life? Whatever. So he turned around to her and he said to her, "Mi omar shetzrich liot tov? Who says it has to be good? You have a contract with Hashem that it says it has to be good? Mi omar shetzrich liot tov?" She said that turned her whole life around. That saved her life. She said, "I realized you're right. Who says it has to be good? This is what Hashem's given me. This is my unique mission in the world. This is from Hashem. So I better get on and do what I have to do. Who says I have to have children? Who says I have to? Where's the contract?" Everyone up to now told her, it'll get better, you'll have children one day, ba ba ba, na na na. To have a siyata d'shmaya, to say such a thing? A year later, he was sundak by the bris. I just thought I'd share that with you. It's a moedik amaisis. We're all walking around with a contract. Where Hashem said, you know, you have to do what I say. Yeah, you're right, Avada, but I'm just saying, that's a madrega, but I'm just saying, to have the presence of mind when a woman sitting in front of you broken, subrochen, crying, to turn around and say, I don't know if it's going to get better. Ze achitov. You want to get Let's just finish off this chapter, leave you with the Shabbos to think about this. We'll carry on. Dvarim eli dibati mzuga hoirim shebonam tova bebricha. Binchema yitzarich lamuz beyom ployni, b'sha ployni is bedavke betfia. Your child, when he came into the world, in his job description, in his, you know, in his CV, was written date, place, and time of death, and mean manner of death. Kere deris miroj gam yodei she'atem tir rishlonim b'shmiras abricha. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu also knew that you were going to be negligent in guarding the pool. Umishum kachu galgal liyotchem es achoiva azu. Therefore, he rolled this choiv unto you. Ulam beregeshi teknosam es amoves ushem ushavtem b'tshuva ala michdal shelachem. The minute you've done tshuva on this, sheloyal adait arabtem oisir rachmanu litzlan. Don't even have one moment's thought that you had anything to do with this child dying.
Is it not building a fence around a roof completely different to forgetting to close the gate?
And therefore what? Lu Yitzu, you're right, and so what?
And it's just on a huge different level.
And so yeah. What? And so what? Show me the consequences.
So let's say they don't do tshuva. Well, what tshuva they have to do? For
not closing the fence!
It was a mistake.
Mistake. You were negligent. It might have been a mistake. He didn't build the maker, whatever. He slept late. He was going to, whatever. He forgot. I'm not saying he did it amazed. He didn't stand there and say, he didn't mukhun a mazuman. I'm not building a maker. He forgot. He was negligent.
It's not for the maker. Was there still a gap?
Sada, whatever. Yeah. In Achinami. But I'm asking, so what? What does that change anything you just looked?
Why they come through them and not through another people? It's because of the fence.
Because they didn't close the gate.
It's not so sure it's only this reason.
No. And he said it's only. For the purpose of this discussion,
yes.
That's what the Gemara is telling you. It's Megalgal.
Yes.
Choyev al yedei Chayev. There's multiple.
But then the reason we cannot say it's because of this.
No, because the day before the child also lived in the house and there was a reason that the child had to be by them.
Yes, multiple.
Yeah. We can't get out. There's no computers in the world that can fathom all these cheshbonim. In a chinami. But we're trying to understand this sugya.
Yeah.
Cool.
Something contradictory here is bothering.
What?
Something contradictory that's bothering me.
What?
We start off with a premise, these are parallel lines. They don't touch. Guy for not building a maika, and the kid died. Or the city fell off. Okay, but those are two independent things. One's not contingent on the other. And then we say the guy is chayev for killing this guy falling off the roof, unless he does tshuva, which means they were not parallel lines, they're perpendicular lines. They meet, but you can get out of it and make them parallel if you do tshuva. So without tshuva, they're not parallel lines.
We said he's chayev? I don't know what I'm saying, he's chayev.
How can tshuva fix something that wasn't broken?
He said before he does tshuva.
Nechshav hadover ki ilu hu agoyrim es misoso. Don't say anything about being chayev. It's nechshav, it's considered as if he caused the death. But really he did it. I mean, they start off being parallel lines because he really did it. Then it's Nechshav, the parallel lines touch. In the world of Nechshav. When he does tshuva, it's not Nechshav anymore. Go back to the chief. That's the Gemara Pashtus.
Yeah. Does that mean it'll affect something to do with when it comes to Olam Ha'emes? Is that what that means? That's Nechshav, that it's his thing? What is it? He's not going to be in trouble in this world for us.
He's not going to be in trouble anywhere.
What does it mean?
I don't know. We have to understand. Yeah. Good. I don't know what it means. I said so right away.
But he still did not go remes misasa.
Did not go in the misa. It's nechshav ki'ilu. What that is and why that is, we have to understand. In achinami, I don't know. Lo samar adam reecho. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, a love in the Torah. When you walk past a river and you see someone drowning, you shouldn't just ignore him. You should get in there and save him. Yeah? What happens if you didn't? If this guy was supposed to drown now, I promise you now, 50 lifesavers couldn't get him out of there.
jump in, it's like you drown.
Huh?
But
he was going to drown anyway. Had I jumped in with, if I was the world's biggest lifesaver and I jumped in and saved him, I couldn't have saved him. I know that. I had insight into the future, and I knew that even if I would jump in there, I couldn't save him because he was destined to die. I looked at his CV once, and I knew that he was going to drown in this river this time at this time. And Hashem said, "Losamad al damreicha." Even if you can't save him, and you couldn't have saved him, if you didn't get in there to save him, it's nechshav ki'ilu, you killed him. But I had nothing to do with it. Moriah, even if I jumped in and did super duper life saving, I couldn't have saved him. You're not going to get your brain around all these sugars in once. These are long, hard, complex sugars. Bechira comes into the ability of my Bechira to affect somebody against the rocks of Hashem. We're dealing with Hashem's foreknowledge, which we haven't got a clue what we're talking about. Multiple sugyas around here. What we do is we take out one cell, we look it under the microscope, we try to understand that one cell. Then we plug it back into the system and we see what it does, but we haven't understood the entire system, no. Not even close. By the time we finished Bezrat Hashem, we'll have understood the system much, much better. The most complex sugyas, and as we'll see towards the end of the sefer, if you get it wrong, you're an apikoros completely. You become a full-fledged apikoros if you miss this one. Right, so that's why I say don't go away until we've got it clear.
There's also something about
being able to extend your life. Yeah, whatever. You can shorten your life, you can extend it, whatever. I'll prove it to you, because Jews give a brocha to people, you should have a riches yomim. What's that brocha worth if nothing can ever change? Why are you giving a person a brocha that he should have a riches yomim if nigmar? Well, there were yid, I know Simcha Wasserman told once, there was a yid that lived very, very long. Whatever, I don't know, I can't remember how old he was. I don't even know what the whole story was, why he said it even. But he asked the yid, what did he attribute his long life to? So he said he got a brocha from the Chofetz Chaim. It should have a riches yomim. Why did the Chofetz Chaim give him a brocha for riches yomim? The Chofetz Chaim knew that this guy was nigmar. He thought he was going to live longer. He wasn't. You can't change that. You see, there is something that can question whether you can actually shorten a life. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chofetz Chaim said that about Rabbi Zalman. There's some people that are ill, and there's some people that live long.